Good morning. It's Tuesday. Excuse me. It's Tuesday, May the 17th, 2022, 7:30 in the morning. 7:30 in the morning. I had a quiet last 3 days have been very quiet. So kind of a I don't know how to describe it. Calm before the storm, probably. But be that as it may. The cannoli cat, the auxiliary backroom cat, has... I did not bring a handkerchief today. Damn. Has decided that it's okay to sit on my lap. He still has boundaries. You don't... When he says that's enough, you pay attention and keep your hands off. He likes to play with the brush. I brush him. But, yeah, I lost a couple of mornings because I was busy being a cat bed. Which sounds pretty lame on its surface, but in the grand scheme of things, there are a lot worse things than being a cat bed. Just saying. But I was talking to a friend last night, and I talked about walking and thought, you know, the early morning walks are the best. It's relatively quiet. It's trash day here, so it'll be trash day tomorrow too because it's a different part of the neighborhood, but it's relatively quiet. The air is cool. It's actually quite cool. 54. Maybe 56 by now. There's some cloud cover. There's a lot of blue sky still. But we're back to the how does it make you feel question. How did it make you feel? And what I remembered was the peace. The cool air on my face. One of the people on one of the social media groups I'm in does a walk periodically. He doesn't podcast or anything, but he does his walk. And he started taking pictures of things that make him happy. And I thought, yeah, that's what the morning, that's what the bonus pictures are about. Things that make me happy just by looking at them. I just came past a flowering shrub, some sort of bushes, had little pom-poms of blossoms, white blossoms, like about twice the size of a ping pong ball, all over it. It was quite pretty. Well, they've done all the ditchwork stuff, at least for the moment. What's that? Dryer sheet, by the way. Somebody's doing laundry this morning early. I have to do mine tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. Got an appointment to meet with the people at MD Anderson Cancer Center here in Greeley. That's at noon. Unless I get tagged to be a cat bed early, I'll probably try to get to walk in tomorrow morning. Little girl in that car looking out the window. Probably on her way to school because it is a school day here. She grinned and waved at me while I was waiting for them to get out of my way. I waved back. So, I've done a lot of reading. Awesome. 4 days. I've caught up with Chatfield's 10 Realms series. I finished the last book that he has published. It's not the end of the series. It's got to be another book coming, but at least one. Probably two or three. Trash truck. That was loud. So, I don't know. Will I go ahead and finish reading it and pick it up when it comes out? Maybe. I don't know. This one, there were moments in it that were really good. And there were moments in it that were like, really? Still a good story. Overall, I think it's a really good story. I went back the new System Apocalypse, whatever the hell it is. Tom Larkholm, the new book of that dropped, so I picked that up, started reading that this morning. I need to find some more good self-published science fiction authors. Glenn Stewart had a picture of himself with all of his books stacked up. We stack them on the floor, standing beside it, and they come up to his, like, his shoulder. The paperbacks. Of course, the ebooks still look like ebooks, but stacked up, it's pretty impressive. What did you say, 60 books? Oh, one of those new, I ought to go read it. Come on up with it, go ready, say it with me. I'm gonna post. Yeah, he's got a new one. There are fewer and fewer people writing self-published science fiction that I have found. I'm sure there are not fewer. It's just that because I've spent so much time in lit RPG, I'm not seeing them because I'm seeing all the lit RPG stuff. Oh, here comes Athletic T-Shirt Man. I haven't seen him in a long time. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
I haven't been out in the morning this early, quite a while. See, he's still kicking. Oh, blink of light and everything. No, not really. He did slow down, let me walk. Okay, fine. I did not get my breakfast this morning. It just struck me. It's like, I'm feeling kind of peckish. I probably jacked the shit out of my glucose this morning. No. So it goes. I get something when I go back. White lilacs, lots of white lilacs here. Should be some more. A few purple ones tucked in there. I'm still playing World of Warships, but I have to say that it's becoming tedious. I'm not really good enough to play random. The random battles, which pay better, are quite a lot more challenging, and I don't survive most of them. I also don't win most of them. It's about 50-50, I will say that. Over time, my average is sort of leveled off. I don't seem to be able to get beyond a certain score. I have a lot of games where I go in and get shot first thing right off the bat, bang, dead. Once in a while I'll have a game where I can get through to the end, survive, and even sometimes win. Well, actually, in a random battle, if you survive, you've probably won, because otherwise you've been killed. Not always. There are games that have, like, if you get 1,000 points by capturing areas, if the other team gets 1,000 points sooner before they kill everybody, then that's the game and it's over. So it's possible to survive and not win, but still, it's rare. So, I might have started up an Ark Survival game again. I started the new map. I don't know anything about the new map, and I'm keeping it that way. I'm going in pretty much blind. I found metal. Metal's good. We like metal. I haven't found oil. Oil is going to be a problem. I need to find where the oil is. I also need to find polymer. I haven't found anything that drops polymer. This is apparently going to be... I still say that looks like a church. When the kids said it, they thought this was going to be apartments. And maybe some of it is, but that still looks like a church to me. Morning. One of the regulars. Guy used to have the little dog. And they've torn up the gazebo. They've put fence around it, but they haven't been working on this area as far as I can tell. Apparently they're going to expand the area. I don't know exactly what that means, but there's a There's apparently a plan for it on the City of Greeley website. Oh, man. My stomach is complaining bitterly right at the moment. That's unusual. I don't usually get hunger. Mostly because I'm usually stuffing something in my mouth. But I don't usually get hunger pains. But my stomach is telling me, dude, you forgot your peanut butter toast this morning. Oh, my lilacs are up. Look at that, they're pretty. And my sprinklers are on. Can I get into the back gate or do I have to go around to the other side? I guess I can get in the back gate because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.